This is Rider Reloaded, the official podcast of Rider in the Morning.
With Lisa Evans.
Powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.
I came in here smelling like chicken and waffles. Happy Tuesday.
You don't wash your clothes anymore?
Well, no, I just wore this on Saturday night.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, I've only worn it once.
But you got like pukey drunk Saturday night.
But I wasn't wearing it when I was puking. Whenever I puke, like, I must be drunk enough because I'm only in my thong.
Pardon?
Sprawled out on the bathroom floor. Like, I don't wear my clothes when I vomit. It's tradition.
This is the most confusing erection I've ever had.
Ew.
I'm just kidding.
Anyway, I was eating chicken and waffles like a boss on Saturday because they had little samples at the Red Bull Crashed Ice. And I honestly think I had 7.
Yeah, I counted at least 5. And I was only around you a bit of the night.
And the most, like the most exciting part of the night was when someone said, yeah, how about when you pour that syrup on them? And I was like, what? I didn't even notice the bowl of syrup beside it, so I obviously had to go back, and I think that's what's all over my shirt.
Yeah, it's weird that you... I get, like, re-wearing a Tuesday afternoon shirt on, like, a Thursday afternoon. I don't really get the partying all night Saturday night and then being like, yeah, I'm gonna wear this to work.
I don't know. I guess I just don't really care.
It's like blood stains on it from that fight you got in.
What are you talking about?
You got meth holes from when the light bulb broke that you were smoking out of. Meth holes.
Don't. That's not funny because you're spreading rumors.
Yeah. Well, you're spreading chicken and waffle scent.
Yeah, you're
here.
Welcome.
I'm hungry.
Hot 107.
Trending this hour.
Stormy Daniels offers to return $130,000 back to Trump in exchange for being able to speak about her alleged encounter with him.
That's not how hush money works. Stormy Daniels is doing this very wrong.
Right.
Okay, so if I give this money back, then I'll tell everybody what they already know that we did. Because I already said what we had done, but... then you'll get your money back.
It worries me that fake news is underneath the trending area that I'm looking at. It says Cameron Diaz has reportedly retired from acting. And then Selma Blair, who's one of her best friends, tweeted out being like, no, I said that in an interview as a joke because taking care of her husband is a full-time job.
Right.
Like what? These reporters are literally listening to one sentence and then being like, got it. That's our story. Let's run with it.
This will get some clicks.
Like what?
Yeah.
So yeah, don't believe that. That's not true.
I'd say about 40% of what I read online right now is complete garbage.
Yeah. It's terrifying in a way, right?
You have to really look at the website name. And if you haven't heard of it before... or if it has like .xx.
Right.
X. Oh, wait.
Oh, wait, that's a porn site.
Sorry, I was back to the Stormy Daniels story. If you got married where you met your significant other, where would you be married? 780107 on the text line or hit us up on the app.
I love this one from Natasha. Outside Lamley's in West Edmonton Mall.
Speaking of Lamley's. Harley had a suggestion. We do Throwback Throwdown every day at about 8:40, and we do these crazy wagers. Now, you still haven't come through on your last one, where the swimsuit I got you.
I wore it for you. Remember you were watching Baywatch, and all the models were in their like red one-pieces, and then I went and put on my hairy man one-piece bathing suit
to
impress
you guys?
No, you had
to post a picture was part of the deal.
Okay, well, that would be a tragic picture, so...
I got you one of the ones with the man's chest hair on it.
Yeah, it's so terrifying.
Yeah.
It is.
Once you do that, though, then we'll come up with a wager. Harley, the intern, you suggested we do what with Lamley's?
I just always have a... I feel like it would be funny if you just had an enemy or, like, somebody that you wanted to get, you know, and you just find their resume and keep applying to Lamley's until they get a job.
So the loser of us... for the wager for Throwback Throwdown would be you have to get a job at Lamley's and work one shift.
Yeah. You know, you might get a sweet, like, leather or denim vest.
Or
yeah.
A sweet new belt buckle.
Yeah.
Oh, after one shift? Yeah, right. That's like the 5-year working for Lamley's gift.
Yeah, the
can't afford that.
It's an anniversary present.
Yeah.
So we're asking you where you would get married if it was what? How do you word this?
If you got hitched where you met.
Okay, so Chris texted in saying I'd be getting married in my garage. That's not weird.
Hmm.
Maybe he has a lot of garage parties.
Or goes to a lot of garage sales.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
See, a garage you could do up nice, yeah, though. Especially totally. If you had, like, a nice house.
Plus, garages have sexy smells.
Hmm.
It's got that, like, musky, manly...
garbage?
I don't know, like gasoline or diesel. It's such a good smell.
Garbage, gas, and bottles. Yeah, that's so sexy. This text, met my girl at an Eskimo game. I was seated a few seats in front of her. She took a creeper pic behind me and tagged me on Facebook.
How'd she tag you on Facebook?
She's an ultra creeper.
Ooh.
They must have had some mutual friends or something, right?
That's got to be it.
This story is pretty wild out of New Jersey. A couple did get married where they met. And it was in between their lockers at their school.
Aww.
So they met 30 years ago. They dated for about a year in high school, and then they broke up for a while. But they stayed in touch, and they started dating again years later and began talking about marriage. Gash is his last name. I don't know why they're calling him that. They should go with his first name. Chris suggested getting hitched in the hallway where they had lockers across from each other nearly 30 years ago, and they did.
That is so romantic. I remember having a crush on someone in high school or something and like always making a point to walk by their locker like a creep.
Yeah.
But it was the best. Like that eye contact.
I never got any traction from my locker, mainly because I had like risque pictures hung up inside of it. So girls would walk by and be like, really?
Ew.
Nice Maxim cutout. I'd be like, thanks.
Nice poster of Suge Knight.
Yeah. cool list of all the stuff your mom told you you had to do today. And the Maxim cutouts. But yeah, no, that I think that's fairly romantic, getting married in the hallway that you met. Unless they're like grade 4 to 6ers that go to that school now. Because they stink.
Elementaries do stink.
Mm-hmm.
Real bad.
Yeah. If you're in grade 4 to 6 and you want, like, swag...
put deodorant on.
Yes, deodorant and showers.
Oh, it's time for something that you'll probably forget. It's things Lisa found on the internet.
Hey! First of all, I just want to talk about one of my girlfriend's new dogs. She got this new little dog that looks like a human is trapped in a dog suit, and it's absolutely terrifying. And ever since she posted the very first picture of her new pup, all I'm seeing on Facebook now are human-faced dogs.
Yeah, it's a new thing.
There's
I don't like it.
Dog that was on BuzzFeed News, and its name is Yogi. It's gone viral because of its incredibly human-like face. Like, the eyes are human eyes, and they have lips.
Your friend's dog, Harley, you pointed out, it looks like a movie character.
Yeah, it,
Jumanji.
The monkey.
It literally looks like... in the original Jumanji, the boy that turns into a monkey.
Right. That's what your friend's dog looks like.
And in a worse way.
Yeah. And I love dogs, and it's just creeping
me out.
Just
put it down.
Yeah, that's a bit too far.
Get it out of here.
Next story. A man was given his amputated leg as a pillow when he was in the hospital in India. He had to get it amputated, obviously, and they didn't have an extra pillow for his head, so they just shoved it under.
Yeah.
I guess it would be a good support.
It was after a car accident, right?
Yeah.
Note to self, don't be driving in India. Just take the bus like the other 933 people on it.
You seriously don't have enough pillows at the hospital?
Yeah, I'd rather use my leg than go without a pillow, though. That's so uncomfortable.
That's true.
Plus, you'd want to like see what was going on a bit.
This bride was making her way to the altar on Monday this week when she was actually arrested after getting into a car crash. She blew over the limit. She was wasted driving
on
to her
wedding.
Also, first of all, why are you driving yourself to the wedding? Are you by yourself? Is it on Monday?
Yeah, and she got married on a Monday. Yeah, what? Okay. Sounds like the worst wedding ever. You got to get drunk before you go, and it's on a Monday?
Yeah.
And drive yourself?
Drive
yourself.
Yeah, she doesn't have very many friends. I can see why.
Okay, this is my last story. A woman found a bloody tooth, not her own, in her bag of cashews. I want to know what stories people have heard of, like, finding weird objects in things that it shouldn't be in there.
Shouldn't be there? Yeah, I got a fingernail once in a bag of popcorn.
No.
But then I realized it was just mine.
Oh.
Time for the best alarm clock on the planet, followed by some words of wisdom, which is soon to be sponsored. Sleep Country Canada. Why buy a mattress anywhere else? Has bought the segment.
We should just do the jingle.
Yeah, that's coming. That they're the official sponsor of this segment. Can you believe that? This silly segment's going to make us some money. Today's words of wisdom come to us from at Simon C. Holland on Twitter, or maybe it's Simon Cholland. I didn't realize I was supposed to know how to do everything by my second rodeo. That's still a very low number of rodeos. All right, we're going to do a little battle of the sexes. This is where Lisa, I'll be asking you questions that your average dude would probably know.
I'm sure there's a lot of rad chicks that would know it too, but...
Totally.
I'm but probably not the best.
Typically male known questions. And for Harley, the intern, we'll be doing the opposite. So questions that most girls would be able to get, whereas a lot of guys would struggle with.
Fair enough.
Okay,
are we ready to do this? Yes. Do we need some music, probably?
Yeah.
What do I want to use here?
Jeopardy.
I don't have that on hand, but I do have this.
Nice.
Ooh, I do like it. All right, here we go. Question one. Oh, by the way, we have two contestants on the phone as well.
We have Nazla.
She is represented by
me.
You, Lisa.
Yeah, and then Monica.
Yeah. So you can use your caller for one question of the four that you're each going to get, okay? So you say, take it to the phones, Ryder. That's what you have to say.
Take it to the phones, Ryder.
Yeah, if you want to use that. First question for you, Harley. What is Kylie Jenner's daughter's name?
Yeah, I'm not going to take it to the phones just yet, but I'll also be wrong by saying, let's just give it Chloe. You know, I know that's wrong, but you know,
Sorry!
It's her sister's name.
Stormy.
Close.
Oh, Stormy. Okay. Why not name your daughter after the porn actress that's in the news right now?
Why not?
Why not?
Why not use the name Daniels?
Lisa, your question.
Yes.
What color is the positive terminal on most car batteries?
Positive is blue.
Sorry.
Is it red?
It's red, and the other one would be black. There's no blue normally. Anyway, okay.
Cool.
Are you trying to hotwire cars?
Killing it. Yes. I do that in my spare time.
Harley, what is a woman's shirt that extends just above the natural waistline called?
Is that a blouse?
Sorry!
A blouse.
Is that a crop top?
Crop top is correct.
Yeah, there we go.
Should we give him that?
No.
Okay.
Lisa, what color is the four ball on a pool table?
The four ball is white.
Sorry.
No, the cue ball is white. Come on.
Black.
No, that's the eight ball. Those are the two.
Those are the only balls besides like the colored ones.
At
but
the
like,
end.
Yeah, what color is the four ball? It's purple.
Okay. I only play pool when I'm wasted.
Why don't you guys take it to the phones if you're this clueless?
We're still tied.
Still tied. 0-0.
Not bad.
What can you spray on your hair to naturally lighten it that's usually kept in the fridge, Harley?
What?
What can you spray on your hair to naturally lighten it that's usually kept in the fridge?
Cool Whip?
Sorry!
I don't know the answer to this.
Cool Whip is incorrect.
Baking soda?
Lemon juice.
Oh.
Wouldn't you look more like dust if it was baking soda?
Yeah, that's
you wouldn't
why I was
spray?
Confused.
Yeah. Oh, that's why you were confused. White ball. Where do you put a fifth wheel? Where do you put a fifth wheel?
On the back of your truck.
Whoa! Woo! Nice one, Lisa Evans. 1-0.
Good job, Lisa.
Thanks.
And you still got your take it to the phones.
I know.
Hey, so do I.
Yeah, I know. Harley, your next question. And your final question. What hairstyle is short and it goes around the jaw level, also a man's name?
Ryder, take it to the phones.
You're going to go to the phones.
Is it a mullet?
A mullet is incorrect. Oh, a mullet is her answer. Harley, would you like to go with that or come up with your own answer?
You know, I was going to go with Pixie Cut. I'm going to say Bob.
Whoa! Bob is correct.
Yes!
Taking it to the phones, not needed.
Are we still tied? It's
1-1. You can win it with this.
Okay.
Question, Lisa. March Madness starts today.
Yes.
What is last year's winner North Carolina's team name? The North Carolina...
Cougars.
You sure you don't want to take it to the phone?
I want to take it to the phones, just in case.
No, not a bad idea.
Nazla, what do you think?
The North Carolina...
damn it. I'm going to say what Lisa said, the Cougars.
Cougars is incorrect. It would be the Tar Heels.
Okay, yeah, because that's easy.
You've never seen a Tar Heel before?
No, what's a Tar Heel?
It's a heel that has some tar on
it. That's cool.
Okay, this one I think you could both get, so whoever answers it first wins.
Okay.
Okay. Come on.
What is my middle name?
My hands up.
What's Okay, Lisa.
Stefan.
Correct.
Woo!
Okay, yeah.
Hit the road, Harley.
Okay, I'm out of here.
You loser.
Hit the road, Monica.
Thanks, Monica.
Yeah, see ya, Monica. And congratulations to our winner.
Yes, Nazla, you just won a gift certificate to Booster Juice.
We've just recently discovered that we all do fairly weird things.
Yeah, like I think everybody has that one thing that makes them kind of strange.
Yeah, we've got Harley interning for us.
Hey, good morning.
You pluck your eyelashes?
Well, I don't pluck them, but like I have really long eyelashes for a guy. And yeah, sometimes they just dangle in my eyes and I'm not a fan of that. So
what do you do?
I give them an old 3-finger pull out.
That's plucking.
Yeah,
that's weird, man.
Well, it's not like it hurts.
But why would
back,
you get...
It's not like I look weird.
No, but that's like...
Girls are into that, Harley.
Coming from a guy who's got very curly, long eyelashes.
They are beautiful.
Thank you. That's like, I depend on those. I bat them all the time. Sometimes I get discounts at Denny's.
Sometimes I get dizzy.
Looking at you.
So we'll put that on the list. That's really weird.
That
Stop
is
doing
weird.
That.
What do you guys do then? Like...
Lisa zooms in on puppy photos just on the paws and then screenshots them so she can look at them later.
I think that's normal.
Messed up. No, it's not normal.
It's not very normal.
Certain dogs have cuter paws than other dogs.
That's
like
true.
I'm not going to zoom in on a Shih Tzu. I could care less.
Yeah.
Couldn't care less? How does that line go?
Couldn't care less.
I couldn't care less.
Right.
But no, like if it's a bulldog or something, yeah, I'm zooming in, baby.
Yeah. That's really weird. Yesterday, we were at the Calgary Trail Animal Hospital. Shout out to all those babes.
No kidding, hey?
We stopped by with a bunch of booster juice for them to get them through the first day after transitioning to the daylight saving time. And we saw a dog there. And then, like, 2 hours later, you're like, I miss the smell of that dog's poopy breath.
That's not how I worded it.
How did you word it?
I just said, oh, I miss that puppy and his poop breath.
That's exactly...
It's not the same.
That
you made
is
it,
the same.
No, you made it way creepier, Ryder.
No, I didn't.
I'm just, like, the point is, like, I don't even care if these puppies smell like crap.
Right.
I'll still cuddle them and let them kiss me. Whatever.
Okay, so that's your weird thing.
I don't think it's that...
I don't think mine's that weird, but you guys are super tripped out by
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you're gross, man.
Yeah.
It's not that bad.
So Ryder pulls off his...
Not pulls off, I bite off.
Bites off his nails and then uses them as flop.
Nail.
floss. He flosses his teeth with his like toenails.
No, it's like when I have something caught in my teeth, rather than go and look for a toothpick that's probably going to break off in my tooth and then we got a real issue, I bite off a fingernail. And how is that any weirder than just using your fingernail to pick your teeth?
I don't know. There's something creepy about it.
It works amazing. Like if you're ever on a road trip and you're like, oh, I got jerky in my teeth and I can't get it out, look down at your fingernails.
Yeah, I bet it would work amazing, but so it would be like using a skeleton hand to press an elevator button, and I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
That's a pretty valid point.
Weird that that's where your mind went, but okay. Well,
you talked about the decapitated foot for a pillow this morning.
Yeah, fair enough.
Now imagine if you could use a puppy paw.
That would be worse.
Pick up a puppy and just be like, aww.
Okay, enough puppy paw talk. 780107 is the text line, or hit us up at 450-3332. Our question for you is, what weird thing do you do? Oh, hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Man, we got some weird people on the text line today.
But there's nothing wrong with that. Everybody has something strange that they do.
There's a person that sucks on toilet paper.
Yeah, I love that text. I even responded being like, whoa, 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 we need some more details here. Like, do you keep a roll beside your bed? Is it something you do while you watch TV, or is it just...
There'd be like fluffy remains that would be left on your tongue that would feel weird.
No, not if you're sucking on it.
I feel like paper towel would be better. More logical.
Yeah, I think paper towel. I'd suck on paper towel.
Would you?
I wouldn't suck on toilet paper.
I feel like paper towel would be more dry. Like, at least if you're sucking on toilet paper, it's got that like... It's like gum, like a gross tasting gum.
We have a couple people on the text line that are like super into symmetry. The one person can't chew on one side of their mouth. They have to chew on both. And if they have like three candies, they won't eat the third because they just have one on the left and one on the right. Mm. Why wouldn't you just bite it in half with the middle of your teeth?
Yeah, that's fair.
Go one and a half on each side. And then another text says, if I hurt one side of my body like an elbow or a leg, I have to even it out, so I bang my other side, too.
That's weird.
So I feel normal pain throughout my body.
But that's what we're asking you, is like, what is something strange that you do? This text says, I'm staying anonymous for this. My family, which consists of me, my mom, and my two siblings, we share bath water. So if I have a bath first, I leave the bath water for whoever dibs it next. You never want to be the last one who dibs. Hey, at least you're... Yeah. You're saving money, right?
Conserving water, but...
Kind of feels like they're living in Russia or something.
Yeah.
It's funny that you say that, because I lived in northern Poland for a while, which is very close to Russia, and same deal.
Oh, okay.
My counterpart and I had to share bath water, because they only had a certain amount. It's kind of weird. I always bath first, because it would be hot.
Yeah.
And then he'd be left with my dirty, cold bath water.
Oh.
Yeah. Sounds like a shot.
Dirty bath water?
Dirty bath water. Yeah. Let's invent a shot.
It's like what our coffee tastes like here at work.
Pretty much, yeah. 780107. It sounds like we broke somebody up.
What?
This text says, I'm pretty sure my girlfriend and I just broke up because I admitted to doing the same thing as you, Ryder, with my nails.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you broke someone up.
Yeah.
I bite off a nail and then I use it as like a toothpick, and this guy admitted that he did the same, and then his girlfriend dumped him.
Yeah, but you can't say that all three of us are the reason why. It's only you. You're why they broke
up. Yeah, I can't believe we did that.
Ryder in the morning.
This is Mad Marchness, where Lisa and I each pick a topic to rant about. You decide which one frustrates you more. And it moves on in the tournament. By the end, we will know what bothers Edmontonians the most. All right, Lisa, fire away.
Ketchup-flavored Doritos. No. Nope. Stop trying to make them a thing. They taste like salty blood. They have this like clothing line that they're trying to sponsor on my timeline. Really? Like they have a ketchup Dorito duffel bag. What are you even going to put in that? Is there anybody in this world that's confident enough to walk around being like, check out my duffel bag? What brand is that? Ketchup Dorito. No big deal. Like, if I were to open someone's ketchup Dorito duffel bag, I'm going to assume there's just going to be a bunch of severed fingers in it because you're a serial killer.
Okay, that's good. Ketchup Doritos, option A for Mad Marchness today. Mine is how people who are pushing shopping carts around completely forget how traffic works. Just go to the grocery store with the same intentions as you are... use on the road. Oh, you need to turn left? Take it wide. You need to turn right? Take it tight. You're pushing your cart down the aisle. Stay on the right side. Oh, you need to stop? Pull over. You can't just stop in the middle of the aisle. Turn your cart sideways so nobody can get by. Come on, Barb. God dang it.
All right. Great first round.
Yep. So, ketchup Doritos or bad cart drivers.
What's the winner today? You decide. 780-107.
Okay, so Mad Marchness continues tomorrow on the show. We'll do that until we have one final champion of things that bother Edmontonians more than anything else. Okay? We also have decided on what our wager is going to be for Throwback Throwdown, which we do every weekday between 8:45 and 9-ish.
Okay, so you have to go to our app or our website and vote for a song, what song you want to hear more of.
Yeah, we'll announce what our songs are in a few minutes here, but I think we should announce what our wager is right now.
So in the past, I had to get 3 spray tans in a row because I lost.
Yeah, that was ridiculous. I have a participation ribbon tattooed, the actual size of a participation ribbon on my arm.
It's a permanent tattoo.
Yeah, that was probably my worst.
We take this very seriously.
Lisa had to wear a swimsuit of my choosing, which didn't arrive in time for our Cuba trip, so she still has to.
I'm so happy it didn't arrive in time, because that is a tragedy. I
got like the man's body one, so it looks like
a hairy chest,
topless dude. It's wild. I still can't believe you haven't worn it to Soundwave. That's where
Ryder,
you should be wearing it.
It is tragic.
Yeah. Anyway, so she has to pay up for that bet yet. But we are going to announce what our newest wager is. And a big thanks to Harley, our intern, for helping us come up with this one.
Oh, yeah.
You just always think it would be a funny prank to play on a buddy to send his resume into Lamley's Western Wear.
Yeah. Like, get them hired at a Lamley's for no reason at all.
And like the calls, hey, it's Dale from Lamley's. You applied here?
Not that there's anything wrong with working there, but man, no. We would not fit in.
Well, I mean, I would.
I
Don't
guess.
You think?
No.
Denim on denim on denim.
You still wear skater shoes.
These are Air Force Ones. Anyway, you're right. Those probably wouldn't fit in. But I also know how to rock cowboy boots and tight jeans.
Okay.
And I chew sometimes.
Calm down.
Anyway, so we have decided the wager is going to be the winner gets to choose a job that the loser has to do for an actual full day of work. Like, you have to go and put in a shift, apply whatever you got to do to get the gig.
Or we can get people that work at certain establishments to text them and be like, you can come work for us for a day. Bust your butt doing this.
One day.
One full day.
Winner gets to choose where the loser has to work. I'm probably, if I win, going to send you to go work at a strip club.
Ryder.
What? I just think that, not as a stripper, unless you wanted to.
Oh, okay. Well, then I think I would love it there.
Bartend there or something?
I would do great. I would upsell everything. People would come in and be like, what's on special? And even if there wasn't a special, I would just like say, wild turkey is $6.75, even though that's its regular price. And they'd be like, we'll take 20. That's how it works.
Sounds
right?
Like you're prepared for this. I'd also like to do the strip club, but I want a DJ.
No, I would never send you to a strip club if you lost. Are you kidding me?
Why not?
I would send you to work in like, where would I send you to work? I would make you have to go and like build cabinets.
people that
make them are really good at it and passionate, whereas I don't think I've ever seen you lift a hammer. So it would just be really entertaining to go Facebook Live with that.
I would do incredibly well at building cabinets. Thank you very much.
Okay. Hey, have you picked where Lisa's going to work for the day yet? Because she's going
to
lose.
Well, it's going to be a race to 20, so we got a ways to decide yet. But yeah, well, we'll probably like make her work at like preschool.
Oh, I got a good one for you.
Okay.
What? I'm a truck driver. I work in town. I start at 4:30 in the morning, and I go till about 5, and I'm go by all these grocery stores dropping off pallets of groceries. It's not exactly easy.
And she could do the show from the road.
She could.
She already showers like a trucker.
Dibs driving.
There's Tim Horton stops along the way.
Woo!
Ryder Reloaded. The official podcast of Ryder in the Morning.
With Lisa Evans.
Powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.